Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this July the 12th on the West Coast, now July the 13th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and I hope you find tonight's show not just informative, but inspirational. Before bringing on tonight's guest, I want to share a short story with you that came my way. Actually, this is happening to a lot of people around the country, and I'm speaking of the United States, but it's also happening in other parts of the world as well. This came by way of natural news. Not even 2 years after American taxpayers' money was illegitimately used to bail out a handful of behemoth banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, one such bailout recipient, is responsible for getting an innocent man arrested and jailed, and also causing him to lose his job and his car. And it has been more than a year since the incident, and Chase has yet to properly resolve the incident by at least reimbursing the victim. The incident began after a teller at a Chase bank branch in Auburn, Washington, falsely accused 28-year-old Ikenna Njoku of trying to deposit a check that the bank itself had issued him as part of the first-time homebuyer rebate plan. For some reason, the teller became suspicious that the check was false and proceeded to confiscate Njoku's driver's license and credit card. When he returned the next day at the instruction of Chase Customer Service, he was greeted by Auburn police, who took him into custody on charges of forgery. And no proper investigation into the allegations prior to the arrest had taken place as they should have, which makes the Auburn Police Department equally as responsible for the error. They just threw me in jail. They called me, they called the police and said, "This guy has a fraudulent check," said Njoku to reporters. I was like, "You're making a mistake. You're making a mistake. Don't take me to jail. I got work tomorrow. I can't afford to miss work." But the officers refused to listen and instead left Njoku in jail for 5 days after failing to check a message that was left the day after the arrest by Chase Special Investigations, notifying APD about the error. During this time, Njoku was fired from his construction job for not showing up, and his car was towed from the Chase parking lot and subsequently sold at an auction. "It's one thing to make a mistake," said Felix Luna, Njoku's lawyer. "It's one thing to make multiple errors of judgment like Chase has made. And then once you realize that your error has caused such harm to somebody else, to just ignore it for a year." Chase has since apologized to Njoku, but there is no indication that he will be reimbursed by the bank for losing his job and his car. It is also unclear whether or not APD will be held responsible for failing to follow protocol by arresting Njoku without first investigating the situation. Amazing. This is just amazing. And people talk about us being in a state of martial law and certainly thuggery. Now, fortunately, he wasn't tased, but it looks like this guy has got a major lawsuit. Now, it's going to depend on the attorney. It's going to depend on the judge. But beware, folks, if you have your money in J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, especially if they issue you a check. Now, before we bring on tonight's guest, Dr. Christopher Holmes, or I should say Christopher Holmes, Ph.D., I have a short message.
Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had a dog, E-I-E-I-O, with a here, here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O, with a here, there, here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a horse, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, everywhere. 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 Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a parrot, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, everywhere. 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 Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had a car, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, everywhere. 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 Here, there, here, there, everywhere.
Hello, Mr. McDonald. Aren't we crazy?
Yes, sirree. Old MacDonald had a farm. Spike Jones and his City Slickers. That's an old, old bit that he recorded many years ago on TV. In fact, back in those days, we used to sing songs like that in school, if you can believe that. Things have certainly changed today. You probably go to jail for singing a song like that in school. Well, that said, and having you outside the box, it's time to bring tonight's guest on board again for a repeat performance on Evident Footprints. He hosts his own show, Zero Point, on BBS Radio every second Tuesday, every second Saturday. And his website is zeropoint.ca. He is a forensic psychologist and also a very prolific author, student of spiritual matters, metaphysics, religion, and on and on. My good friend, who I'd like to welcome back to Evident Footprints, Christopher Holmes, Ph.D. Christopher, welcome.
Hi, Don. Thanks. That was most entertaining, that old MacDonald. It reminded me of the cartoons from 40, 50 years ago, morning cartoons on Saturdays.
You know, it's really hard to perform that like that, you know. That's all done in one take. There's no overdubbing and
yeah, we're really talented with the sounds and all. A certain old-fashioned kind of simplicity or pureness to it a bit, eh?
Yes.
After being socially engineered the last 50 years, as you say, it would probably be banned from schools.
Yeah, unfortunately, because kids miss out on this kind of stuff. Don't even know what they sing in school these days, but I can tell you it's probably not as happy. How have you been over the past couple of weeks?
Okay, I'm working at putting together another book, and I work out my garden quite a bit. I have a vegetable garden, and I work around the house, and yeah, kind of taking time to consider what direction to move next and such.
Mm-hmm. You are
taking a bit of time after I lost my sweetheart Karen. It took time to be able to get back on the internet and kind of tune into radio shows as much and be as much in that world again.
Mm-hmm. Things have changed quite a bit, even in the last couple of weeks. Whole networks are being shut down in an effort for the powers that be to stop certain messages from coming out. And there seems to be a lot of infiltration as well. You get a lot of crisscrossing of messages. And, of course, it takes discernment on the part of the listeners to really pay attention to what's being said and understand that a lot of mind games are going on. And that's I don't want to say it's up your alley that you do that, but you understand what is going on. And that's some of what I think we're going to talk about tonight. Am I correct in that?
I'm not sure. I was interested in your comments about like Nibiru and Elohim, these planets, and how you perceive that. And I gather you see that as just different, like, psyops to kind of create fear in people. And I see so many kind of YouTube and emails concerning that, and people seem to buy into it so much.
Mm-hmm.
What's your feeling about that?
Yeah, now, I think you said Elohim. I think you meant Elanine.
I haven't even remembered it correctly.
Actually, I feel the same way about both topics. Let's deal with Nibiru and Planet X, okay? Put on your thinking caps, ladies and gentlemen, and consider that the only place in the universe where there is a story being spread, and this has been going on for some time, of course, we can credit the works of Zechariah Sitchin, and his books talking about the Anunnaki, Anu, these people living on a planet that sort of rides around the universe like a spaceship. In other words, this planet has a consciousness, or these people have the ability to move this planet around and take out their anger and their vengeance towards those living on Earth. Now, this is happening nowhere else in the universe as far as this story is concerned, and yet people buy into this stuff. The universe was created in such a way that there are grids that connect all the planets to the solar systems that they reside in, to the galaxies that they reside in, and the galaxies in the universe, or the singular versions, if you want to get into the concept of a multiverse, meaning that there are regions that govern galaxies, billions and billions of galaxies. Consider that. Billions and billions of galaxies, and there's down here on planet Earth, where everyone is enslaved and has been for the past 13,000 years, they're telling us, oh, we got to watch out. Or there's a solar flare. This was the new one recently. There's a solar flare that's going to make everybody on the planet go crazy. Now, the sun is getting involved in it. And, of course, the moon makes people crazy during its phases. The moon is controlling the tides, they tell us. But this planet Nibiru has the ability to overtake the power of the sun. Now, let's get real, folks. Wake up. It's just an illusion. It's a story. And you have people who are alleging that they're accredited scientists coming out and repeating the same story like a parrot. Actually, a parrot is a little bit more intelligent. They can tell the difference between the truth and an illusion. Now, to compound the issue, then suddenly there's this comet called Elenine, named after the alleged discoverer of this comet. No credited astronomer has spotted this comet. No credited historian has come up with any information about it, but suddenly they know all about not just Nibiru, thanks to the writings of Sitchin, as I just mentioned, but also now this 29-year-old astronomer from Russia. They put a picture on the internet, and suddenly everybody who goes to the internet sees this picture. Oh, that's the astronomer. You know, we have a phony president in our country, and he's got photoshopped, compiled photographs to support the lies of his genealogical history and his biography. And people don't see that either. I mean, that's right in front of your nose. But instead, you're going to be fearing something that's somewhere out there in the universe, a one-of-a-kind thing that one guy discovered. Now, how is it that this Russian astronomer, as he's called, was able to spot this from Earth, and they're out there in the space station, and there's spaceships flying all over this galaxy from planet Earth, and no one out there has seen it. No one has reported it there. I listen to shows, and I'm hearing people giving updates on the Mayan calendar, like they're putting out a new edition every week. Okay, Christopher, I don't know what to say. How do you dispel an illusion except to call it what it is? And if we were going to be destroyed by Planet X and Comet Elenine and the Mayan calendar all in one, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. So there's no reason to fear it. If you should fear anything, fear the maniacs that are running this planet, the psychopaths that are running this planet. So I don't know how else to say it. And I have alluded on many, many shows that I've had contact with a group called the United Galactic Federation, 574 planets from our galaxy who have banded together for the purpose of... Well, they have multiple purposes, but one is to study what's going on here on planet Earth and to prevent their own planets from being destroyed by the potential of nuclear war. Or now we're looking at biological warfare here. You see, nuclear war is not such a great option for them. because their weapons can be shut off. Oh, they'll make a few, and they'll blow up some nuclear power plants. But this radiation goes out beyond our atmosphere. It goes out into space. And it creates a lot of problems for a lot of other people. Now, some people say 574 different planets? Well, there is no life out there. What's so special about planet Earth? Well, if the story's true, then there's Nibiru coming, right? So there is a life out there then, if Nibiru's true, but it's not. And it's also referred to as Planet X. The X stands for Satan. Okay, that's a word they use quite a bit. If you're on the internet and see how many times they use an X in front of a name, or they take any word, the word exchange, and they put an X in front of the word change, and somehow that puts a ritualistic stamp on it, metaphysical in nature, but dark, evil. So, in the nutshell, that's my take on it. What else do you want?
Well, what's interesting, I try to be aware a little bit of what people say about these comets and planets and such, but I also don't give it much heed and kind of feel as you do. If it happens, it happens, and we'll kind of all face it together. But really, like, what we... You know, there are other things that we know are happening, like we have all these criminal wars going on around the world. We know the population is being poisoned. We know that these shadow kind of government and elites are kind of stealing people's properties and becoming more and more restrictive and total surveillance state. So we know all these things are happening, like, you know, there's no... You know, hypothesizing about these things. The evidence is there for it, and we have to deal with this reality which is immediately upon us. Mm-hmm. And if we could ever deal with that level of the issues, well, then we'd be in a better position anyway to face these other kinds of cosmic things which might happen to the planet at some point. I mean, it's not totally unreasonable that there might be some cosmic event that would disrupt the harmony of the solar system. You know, I'm sure it's happened at different times in Earth history. We know that already, you know, the extinction of the dinosaurs and other cosmic events. So it's not completely unrealistic that that might not happen. But I tend to really go along with you, and I tend to see it more as a psyop and distracting us from the things that are right in front of our face that just have never been dealt with. Mm-hmm. You know, everything about from 9/11 to the chemtrails to the New World Order to the crimes that are constantly being committed every day in our countries and around the world. So we have those, you know, those are our more immediate problems. And
yeah,
the other thing I had a thought interesting about the moon. Just thinking about the moon, you mentioned the moon in passing, and it's interesting. Gurdjieff says that when anything dies, a certain energy, he says the soul energy, passes to the moon. So he talks about how the moon feeds off human souls. And it's interesting. You know, I remember hearing an Alex Gray, you know, the visionary artist, Don Alex Gray,
mm-hmm.
with his kind of portrayals of man's subtle anatomy and subtle worlds. And he was interviewed on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, and he talked about it. I think it may have been on an acid trip, but maybe not. But he kind of perceived into the world of the moon, and these beings were kind of living off the souls of human beings there. And the souls were imprisoned there. And Gurdjieff has similar ideas, as does Adi Da, about the soul kind of feeding off, the moon is feeding off the souls of human beings in some way.
Well, I think
Jeff often talks about, like he would say, like a person, he talks about being under different levels of cosmic organization, like you would strive to be under the influence of the sun, which is regarded as a higher spiritual world. And that's under said to be under like 24 laws, whereas the level of the moon, he says, is like under 96 laws. So it's a very place more removed again from the light and higher worlds. So it's interesting things about questions I have about all the enigmas about the moon and what it really is and what role it might have.
Well, some people think that the moon is just a satellite sitting out there in space. Now, in a way, it is being held in place by a number of means, not necessarily gravitational forces of Earth, because if that were the case, it would be pulled into the Earth, and it would suffer a collision. There are buildings being constructed from a variety of races from throughout the galaxy. The moon is used for certain elements that are being mined. This used to occur just on the dark side. And anyone who really has a good telescope and pays attention and looks at the moon for 15 minutes or so will see all the craft that are up there flying around. And they'll probably get a glimpse of some of the buildings. Hundreds and hundreds of buildings. So we're not being told the truth about what's going on in our galaxy. You know, the United Galactic Federation says that they have discovered at least 180 billion planets in our galaxy that are inhabited. Think about that number. Now, if that's the reality, should we be worried about who might come here? Well, those beings are already here, those that we should worry about. That's why this world is in the state that it's in. That's why beings from other parts of the galaxy are coming here to observe what's happening on planet Earth. These are very interesting times. But we don't need the psyops and all the illusions and lies about what's happening just to create fear. You see, anything they do, anything they say is related to creating this reality of fear that we have to be afraid. You know, the boogeyman is underneath the bed. Don't get out of your bed. Don't put your feet on the ground or it'll grab you. That's how we were brought up. That's what our parents taught us, because they were taught the same thing by their parents on and on for the past 13,000 years. And we are beyond that now. Our indoctrination, education, fails to mention these things. We are taught quack science. I've had enough scientists on this show to know, just from their interpretation of science and invention and solving their approach to solving man's problems, that we're being lied to about many, many things. And we are put into positions of oppression financially. You mentioned chemtrails, the toxins and the poisons that they're spraying on our foods, on animals, the destruction, the intentional destruction of nature. These are the things that we are going to be held accountable for, because we're not doing anything to stop them. And we do have to stop this. Somewhere, somebody has to wake up and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to stand for it anymore. And this is why we come under attack, for putting out that kind of message. How dare they try to stop what we've been building up for thousands of years? No, it's not building up. It's actually destroying. You know, what goes up must come down. and their skyscrapers and their monoliths and their statues that are all, boy, go to the city of London and look at the architecture and ask what inspired them to put gargoyles and dragons and all kinds of demons on the fascia of buildings and on street corners and in squares. And, of course, we have this everywhere. This all promotes war, the things that you mentioned, the murder of millions and millions of innocent people just for the sake of making money, for making a buck. And it's worthless. It all comes out of an illusion. And they have to promote it. Every opportunity, every public gathering, they have to promote this insanity as if somehow this is patriotic. They told us about Al-Qaeda, how Al-Qaeda was responsible for 9/11 and for all these terrorist incidents. And then recently, nobody even noticed. They put out official announcements through the mainstream media that Al-Qaeda is out of business. They don't exist anymore. Now, who made that determination? This came, you probably heard this too.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah. They're going to stop the war. You know, I'm still waiting for the certificate of live birth, but, you know, it's not going to come because there isn't one. You know, you might get a receipt from the store that they got the test tube from, okay? But you're not going to see a legitimate certificate of live birth. It's not going to happen. So are you just going to allow it to happen? Are you going to allow trillions of dollars to be stolen? Not just here in this country. This is going on all over the world. You really have, and this is my last statement here because I don't want to take up all your time. You have organized crime posing as government worldwide. That's what you have. People think it's government gone bad. It's organized crime stepped in and taken over government. You want to talk about soul snatching on the moon? It's happening here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Go ahead, Christopher. I'm going to listen.
Well, I agree with the things you say. We have an international criminal cabal, like this global network of criminals that have taken over the governments. And I mean, it's gone on now, we see, for decades or centuries, and you say even longer, even millennia, you know. So it's not a new, but for many of us, it's kind of waking up. I'm not sure if there's ever been mass awakening to the reality of you know, the deception that's been fostered onto the public through the last decades, like through our lives. It's been the control of the media is such a huge role of this, and you see how, I guess the Rothschilds took over Associated Press and what's the other news, major news, Reuters, and it's, they've kind of owned the networks and the news and they've done this for all through our lives. And I mean, they've rewritten history and you know, you go to university, you don't learn about the true origin of humankind or all the enigmas. And I mean, every department of knowledge, they've kind of dummied down. Mm-hmm. There's no study of esotericism in philosophy or psychology. You know, it's been, I remember the Protocols of Zion said they wanted to emphasize Darwinianism, Marxism and existentialism, and that was kind of part of their philosophy to undermine deeper teachings. And I agree with they're taught quack science, like so much of it's science philosophy that's quack. The science itself is very practical, but it's kind of the interpretation of the facts of science and how science is used that then it becomes quack science.
Yes.
Just the public deceptions, you know. I mean, you know what totally convinced me about the fraud of the moon landings, and I don't know what you really consider of this, but I saw pictures. I have a copy of a little book, We Reached the Moon, And I looked at, and one of the pictures in there has a picture of the lunar module sitting on the moon. And you looked under the lunar module, and the moon's surface, like the dust and the crevices in the sand, there's absolutely no disruption or of the surface under the lunar module. And when you think that really the lunar modules are supposed to have kind of descended with retrograde rockets to slow their descent, which would have formed a crater underneath the spaceship, would have created dust clouds that would have covered the module completely. And yet in this picture, it's like it's a perfectly clean module, and there's absolutely no... They just took the module and they plopped it on the sand. That's all it was. Like, there was no crater. Like, people don't realize the Hollywood, what we get on the main news networks as news is like this Hollywood fantasy presentation, and it's all been done intentionally and schemed through the decades.
Yeah, you know, you can't look at a picture of the moon either from the perspective of something representing someone holding a camera and taking a photograph of the surface of the moon with space out behind it, the blackness of space, and never see any stars. It's always black. You ever notice that? No.
Oh, yeah.
There is a time when the moon actually has sunlight, but they control what you see so you don't see some of the things that I've mentioned. And they're up there, and they know that. But yes, if you saw the video of the lights crashing.
Yeah, in the studio, you could see it where you could see it was a studio set. Yeah, the guy was stepping down onto the moon and saying one small step for, and then the light standards crashed down. That's quite funny. But just, I remember in the Gulf oil spill where they had this kind of very sensational monitoring online, CNN online recording of the, you know, what was going on underwater and the oil gushing out. And then you see someone in the back who kind of opens a door and you see a figure standing there and you realize the whole thing's in a tank somewhere.
Yes, we talked about that.
The media helped create and stage what they want us to believe. Like 9/11, like how I think on 9/11 the whole thing was scripted and coordinated between all the networks. And with scripted witnesses, and they knew what to say ahead of time and what the story was. And I believe the airplane hoax, I don't believe there were airplanes. I think that it was all hoaxed in the media studios.
Yes.
So I think what we need to see is, like, not only are the media kind of incompetent, but in a way they're not incompetent, but we have to understand that their job is intentional public deception.
Mm-hmm.
Like how to convince the American public that you got to give hundreds of billions of dollars to the bankers who commit all these fraudulent bank transactions. You know, they have to present that as a reasonable thing to do.
Yeah. Christopher, the media is their god, you see, and they want it to be our god.
Yeah.
Since when does a cadre of, and they call themselves journalists, which is ridiculous, it's laughable. You got people basically sitting in front of a teleprompter reading what they're told to read. And on occasion, they may have something to do with what they're reading so that it feels comfortable with for them. But you go from network to network, and they use the same talking points on political issues, same talking points on social issues, economic issues. And they sneak these lies into everything that they're doing. They did this with the All-Star game this evening, where they talk about what happened in Tucson, and they invite the families of the victims there to the game. Oh, that's supposed to make everything go away. But they don't tell you that Tucson was a false flag event, and it had to do with mind control. The media delivered the story.
Yeah, or who the real victim was or anything. Yeah, they play on people's emotions so well. They really do.
Yeah.
They play on patriotism and standing up for your soldiers, as though standing up for them is like supporting the war. Like, you know, you should stand up for them and demand that superior military personnel be charged with treason and war crimes. That's how you should stand up for your troops. You know, why would you engage your own young men and women around the world committing crimes against people around the world, which is being done now, you know? Now you can sit in Florida and you can operate a drone and kill people in Pakistan. It's outrageous. It's so morally degenerate and outrageous, and how Americans can't see that. But and the American taxpayer pays for it all. But it's all justified and made reasonable through the media. I mean, they never says here's our president, war criminal and mass murderer, Barack Obama. For your, you know, they never tell the truth about anything. They make everything seem reasonable and you know, you're spreading democracy or we're fighting terrorism. It's all such a lie. It's unbelievable.
How they even
created this whole Al Qaeda mythology and how Al Qaeda was funded by them and operated by them through their existence. You know, the American and Israeli and other kind of intelligence groups. You know, it's been part of their whole ploy or whole game strategy.
Yeah, they killed bin Laden at least 4 times. He died at least.
Oh, yeah.
And then they, you know, who do they credit for the tapes, both the video and the audio tapes? Al Jazeera, another creation of the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they create these entities. Where is Al Jazeera? You know, where are they? You know, they'll probably start selling tickets for tours to go see them, right? It's just one lie after another. Their own documentation, the document they entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses, published by the Project for the New American Century, or PNAC. And it was people like William Kristol from Fox News commentator sitting in with Jeb Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and a bunch of other clowns that are part of this international corporate cabal that they call the Committee of 300, Halliburton and the Carlyle Group and Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And, you know, they don't really tell you where the money is going. Okay, now, consider what's happening right now here in America, if you would, for a moment. They bailed out these banks. They bailed out Wall Street, insurance companies. They destroyed the American economy by stealing money from the people and selling derivatives and hedge funds by lump-summing all of the property that they didn't have title to. Into these investments, and they're making money hand over fist. Where is that money going? That's going into these guys' pockets, you see. Some of the international loans, probably from several hundred years ago, are forcefully being paid off, but they don't tell you about that because they'd have to talk about the treason that's being committed at the same time. It's not just criminality. It's not just theft of trillions, hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars. They say something like, "Well, we're gonna fix the budget. We need to raise the debt ceiling, and we're gonna get rid of $6 billion here and $10 billion over here, and that will ease it." While they're stealing trillions, okay, a trillion is 1,000 billion. So when you take 6 billion off, you don't even notice it. You know, these are the lies that the people are being told. What other game is being played that suddenly the value of people's houses goes down the toilet, and they're out on the street? No one questions this. Well, you know, I can't make my payment. I don't have my job. I don't have my pension. I don't have my Social Security. I can't afford to go to the doctor or take my kids to the doctor. And if you do, they want to inject you with a chip. And they want to infect you with a disease that the vaccination is carrying. It's just psychopathy over and over and over. And they sell it to us on a tape loop, the media. Doesn't matter if it's print media, broadcast media, TV, radio. Really doesn't matter.
Yeah, the kind of interrelated groups that have bought up all the major media, and especially in the last 10, 20 years. So well, I don't think most people have much a sense of anything of what's going on. It's, you know, unless you're on the internet and listen to internet radio or exploring internet news sources. Otherwise, people who just watch mainstream media just have no idea.
Well, even on the internet now, there's not a whole lot of truth coming out over the airwaves. They're setting up whole networks of disinformation agents. Yeah. That's always been their method, is to infiltrate, divide and mm-hmm. conquer. You see?
Yeah.
And you know, Christopher, I always say on this show, don't believe a word we're saying. If you want to understand the truth, if you want to discover the truth that we're talking about, you have to get off your lazy rear end and do a little bit of research. You've got to read some books. Don't buy a book on Planet X. You might as well flush your money down the toilet. There is no Planet X. There is no planet Nibiru. I don't care who tells you how many degrees they have. It's quack science. It's lies. And it's the black ops of the intelligence agencies that are running the Federal Reserve. This is how they're carrying all this stuff out. This is not coming from God. This is not truth that's coming from God. They want you to forget about God. They want you to fear that there is no God. And pay attention to them. They want to be God. And, you know, they'll have their comeuppance soon. Now, yeah. I suppose I haven't read enough of your writings, but I'm wondering, Gurdjieff does talk about this type of mentality of these that call themselves the elite, and he also talks about the mentality of the average person too. Did he talk about the undoing of all this madness?
Well, no, in a way, no, he doesn't. Has kind of a bleak picture of it. He sees it as demand as requiring a teaching of a higher level of intelligence or objective reason for people to grasp what's happening and to make changes. In Beelzebub's Tales, like his book about the kind of history of warfare on Earth, like it looks at that as one of his themes. He tends to see human beings as becoming more and more mechanical and more varied methods being developed for what he calls the processes of reciprocal self-destruction, which is war, which he's describing as so unnatural. He doesn't really talk about the undoing of it. I think the focus of the book, what it does more, is it encourages a person to see the importance of attaining your soul through your life. And he talks about conscious labors and intentional suffering as methods to attain your soul. So it's like, in a way, we have to, like, how we face this time in our own lives and in society is through that if we, you know, help, like, undertake conscious labors and intentional suffering, like, if we make efforts to do something, then it's through that we can forge something in us, save our souls. Like, mm-hmm. I think the people who are just, you know, stuck in front of the TV and watching hours of TV and the beasts and given into all these kind of mechanicalness of life, in a way they don't tame their souls. They don't mm-hmm. put something up in heaven, like, to develop their spiritual body. So I think that have unfavorable afterlife conditions for that.
Yeah, we're living under this pretense that the Mayan calendar predicted what's going to happen to the Earth, that there's an end date of December 21st, 2012. Now, to me, this is another Planet X Elenin story, but since when does have you seen the Mayan calendar?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, there's no way. They didn't even have the months of the year that we have. Like, it's totally ridiculous that you could somehow go from the Mayan calendar, which is a symmetrical kind of circle, mm-hmm. and somehow arrive at predicting this precise date. I mean, I've always felt that for the last 15 years they've been talking about this.
Yeah,
it was concocted. I don't see it in other traditions, even though they're trying to say, oh, it's in all these different teachings.
You know, you can go to Walmart and pick one up. They got a special.
The Mayan calendars.
Yeah.
Or books on 2012.
Exactly.
I mean, I think they fabricated the date as like an end point to try to create hype about it, that there were these changes coming and then that would be them, this new world order. That's kind of how I've seen it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that tells the lie that there are no changes going on now. The whole universe is under a constant flux of change.
Mm-hmm.
And it always will be. And at the point where it ceases to be, if you're not aware on some level, you're history anyway. Don't worry about it. Why fear it? There's nothing you can do about it. Would it be correct for me to say that intentional self-imposed suffering would be standing up to this insanity and this oppression and doing something about it, understanding what's going on and bringing about a change from a perspective of personal responsibility? Is that what Gurdjieff was implying?
That's how I would apply it. Yes, what he's saying is like conscious labor, is making the effort to learn what is being done and work consciously to try to do something. And intentional suffering, in a way, he says, is bearing the unconscious manifestations of other people. So in a way, learning to do that. So what I see is, and that's, it's through those two processes that he says, he calls that your being part gedolge duty. And that's how, in a way, you forge your soul. And that's what I see these times are about. Like, what are people going to say, like, when we pass over? What did you do, you know, and when this was going on in your world? Like, Christians got to be asked, you know, what did you do? You know, you love your neighbor, and why? What, you didn't say anything? Your nation's murdering millions of people, and you don't say anything? And you think that's being Christian somehow, or you're supporting this, you know, the Israeli terrorism. You support Israel, but you don't see their terrorist nation. It's like people will be called to task, and when they wake up, they'll be horrified at what they have done or failed to do.
Yeah, we put labels on everything. You know, I would say that the real terrorists are the Zionists. It's these multinational corporations that have all these feel-good names and all this symbology, ritualistic symbology that they use for their logos and the sayings that go along with their products. And their products are junk. Foods are the most obvious. All the fast food restaurants, you can't live on that. It's not nourishment. It's not sustenance. It's something going in your body that's adding to all the toxicity that you have around you. It's the way to get it in directly into your body. And they're getting rich off of this.
I agree. I think it's how you... I mean, the true terrorists of our age are these elites and the multinational corporations and the international bankers, I mean, and the Zionists, these groups. I mean, they're the true terrorists of our age. And that's why, you know, I have that zero-point proposal for the worldwide criminal prosecution of the world elites for their crimes against humanity. Because if we could really apply the anti-terrorist legislation around the world, we could seize the assets of these corporations and banks around the world. And in a way, you would pay off the debts of all the nations, and you would take the wealth of the world back and imprison these people for their crimes against humanity. And, you know, that's... I think, you know, I kind of wrote that up because at least to have that concept, like, wow, what if that really could be done? And you'd let each nation of the world take its own natural resources back for its own people. And you'd compensate all the people of the world who have suffered through these groups over the past decades in various ways. So, I mean, that's the only way. I mean, we've never known history apart from these people, and they're always concocting their wars, and they have homicidal maniacs. They want to commit genocide against billions of people. Like, we are facing this. This is a real thing happening on our earth. And it's not, you know, in the Native Canadian American tradition, they say we're responsible for the earth for seven generations of following ourselves. And we have to look at the earth and what have we left our children and grandchildren. You know, they won't have a life. They won't be able to have children. You know, we have to kind of reverse this trend worldwide and bring these people to justice.
Yeah,
I don't know how that could be done or if that's possible, but otherwise we're going to end up in a nightmare world.
We have these contradictions, too. They tell us, well, the terrorists want to kill us. You know, they want to destroy America. What brought that about? You have to ask yourself, first of all. But then,
well, who was any of these terrorists? Like, who? Give me an example. Name one who did something.
George H.W.
Bush. What examples? Do you have any examples of a real terrorist who really tried to do something that wasn't one of their staged events?
Yeah, I was going to make a point here, Christopher, that 9/11, the world's most powerful military is conducting exercises in and around New York City for the purpose of intercepting, this is a hypothetical exercise that they're doing, so the story goes, to intercept a terrorist event. And this particular event, which was outlined in a Fox TV production called The Lone Gunman, several months before 9/11, this came out on Fox. And it was a movie about intercepting terrorists who were going to fly airplanes into buildings in New York City, which is exactly what happened. Now, the reason They brought the buildings down, not with airplanes, but they brought them down using very, very sophisticated technologies, was because they had to replace all the asbestos in the buildings, and it was going to cost billions of dollars to redo that. So instead, they brought them down. And they killed 3,000 plus people at the same time. We don't know the exact figure because the whole thing has been a lie. Now the military couldn't stop, the story goes, two airplanes from flying into a building. But if you go to the airport and take off your shoes in front of some fat slob wearing a badge who wants to grope you and puts you through an X-ray machine, then the world's going to be safe. Now, does that make sense? Think about that. The whole military couldn't stop this event, right? On 9/11. But now they hire some loser off the street, out of the ghettos, put them in a uniform in an airport, and manhandle your luggage, and make you take your shoes off, make you take your belt off. Put them in a tray and run them down a conveyor belt, and suddenly the world is a safe place.
They make billions and trillions off all their security systems because they own those companies as well. I mean, the whole thing is a fraud. I mean, it's been 10 years since 9/11. I don't think there's... And everyone in Canada has been taking their shoes off for 5 years. Or 10 years, and I don't think they've ever caught a single person doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just so outrageous. But meanwhile, these people make the customers and the airlines pay for all this added inconvenience and expense, and we pay for it all. And they own the security companies and the surveillance companies. And we have to have all the surveillance, and they own all the cameras. And then when anything happens, the cameras never work. You know, it's so outrageous.
Yeah, exactly. And these rules, like you can only have so much liquid. What are we going to do? Take nitroglycerin on the plane? You don't need a lot of nitroglycerin to blow up the plane, okay? But to take a little bottle of cologne or mouthwash or some kind of a lotion or something, oh, no, that's forbidden. Why? Why is it forbidden? It's the encroachment on your freedom that's occurring. Oh, no, yeah. I have to go out and I have to buy this miniature tube of toothpaste. Okay, so now you're inconvenienced. You can't take a lot of fluoride with you. You know, you're limited to how much fluoride you can take. That's going to make everybody safe.
Yeah.
And then you've got these stories about people putting bombs in their shoelaces and bombs in their underwear.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're going to want to be doing cavity searches. they'll concoct someone who puts something in a cavity. Yeah. It's just outrageous. They've got people worked up, kind of fearing this terrorism, but there's no real terrorists around. The real people who are terrorizing Americans now are the police themselves, with all these SWAT teams and the kind of heavy-handed enforcement in terms of drug raids, and I saw something on YouTube the other day of this fellow man in California who was tasered to death after he didn't slow down enough at a stop sign, and he ended up dead on the pavement. He was multiple tasers. You know, it's like now, the police are kind of going along with this and the military. I can't believe it's like how people, so many people go along with it and I don't know. They can't see it at all. There's so much propaganda and kind of mass hypnosis. You know, you think all this airport security, and there was never hijacked airplanes in the first place. The whole thing was a fraud the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't have any video of any of the Muslims at any of the airports where they supposedly hijacked the airplanes. You know, like, no videos. I mean, 9/11 is so obvious now that it was a fraud, and it kind of, you know, it's so huge. If Americans ever could have investigated, got to the heart of 9/11, all these things lead back to the same people. You know, I believe if you pursued who was chemtrailing us and pursued them, because I consider that acts of terrorism being committed against us now. I regard chemtrails as an act of terrorism, because they're spraying people with unknown chemicals and biological agents from the sky. It's a form of terrorism.
Well, it's racketeering. It's racketeering, because there are companies manufacturing the products that they're putting in them.
Yeah, and you know, treasonous people in the military who allow it or take part in perpetrating it.
Yeah, and then they tell us, oh, no, those are contrails. Suddenly contrails went down from 100,000 feet to a few thousand feet in the middle of summer in 90-degree weather, you know, where contrails occur at very high altitudes where the air is cold. You know, the ridiculous lies that are told.
Yeah.
Of course, then you have the average person. Oh, no, I know what those are. They taught us about that in school. And they can't spell a word. They don't know the difference between the various spellings of the word there, T-H-E-I-R or T-H-E-R-E, or they are, the contraction there, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Yeah.
They've dumbed down.
I mean, it's sad. It's been a deliberate dumbing down of America, you know, and you've fed titillation and meaningless kind of games and all this false kind of bravo. And meanwhile, you know, your nations, you've been robbed of our nations. I mean, we have around the world. I mean, I grew up kind of believing that we lived in a democracy, and now, you know, you kind of awaken and you realize, oh, our government's completely controlled by these international Zionist bankers and corporate elites. You know, the government's involved in criminal activities, obstruction of justice, you know, accessory after the fact of mass murder. You know, these terrible crimes, and our governments are the ones who are doing it. You know, and they're trying to persuade us it's Al-Qaeda. You know, it's so funny. It's so bizarre. I could never have believed it.
Yeah, well, we do live in a democracy. It's mob rule. That's really, you know, what they tell us the word means is insanity. I was reading something about a lady. I forget where this is. There's a lady who planted herb gardens in her front yard. And she did a good job. She used landscape timber and created these rectangles. And she's got herbs growing there. And the authorities in this town are wanting to fine her and probably jail her as well if she doesn't get rid of them, because they say that it's not common to do this. Okay, and they define the word common in a very, very strange way. Saying that it's not acceptable because it's not common. Now, people have weeds growing in their yard. They don't make the people get rid of the weeds. Okay? And then some people don't have weeds. They have nice manicured lawns. Then if everyone had herb gardens, would it become common?
I mean, you have to wonder about the psychology of the people who go along with it and do this. Because it's interesting how people, you know, collaborated with the Nazis. Like, why people go along with groups like that. one, in psychology, they talk about a defense mechanism called identification with the aggressor. And it's like these people, you know, because of, if they can have a badge and have some kind of authority, then identify with the aggressor, then it gives them more security.
Yeah, that's like being the in the posse of the sheriff.
Yeah, yeah. And then you think you're not going to be a victim, you know. But then you are, because you got to get your inoculations, and then you have to have a little transistor put in you if you're going to be in security, and so they know where you are. And they're victims too. They breathe the chemtrails.
Oh, and you got to join the union and pay your dues and all of that other stuff.
It's a mad, mad world. I could never have believed how insane it is when you, like, clinically insane, you look at the world situation and what's being done and the genocide being committed against people and these crimes against our environment and people, the public health on a daily basis, and it just gets worse and worse.
Now, does this happen? In your mind, Christopher, does this have anything to do with God? The real nature of God? Because they're preaching this stuff in religious circles as well, condoning it.
Condoning which?
War. Condoning war.
I see a complete perversion of what's in religion. I mean, but I don't think people know true religion anymore, because our churches and synagogues, and they've been infiltrated, and, you know, they've been brainwashed and mindwashed, and, you know, the World Council of Churches set up by the Rockefellers, and, you know, at the higher levels of all the churches, they've become corrupted too. It's astonishing. It doesn't really have to do with religion, but I believe people have lost the essence of religion.
Yeah, I don't think you have to go to church to know God. You certainly don't have to go to church to talk to God. What happens if the preacher gets sick and no one can find the keys to get into the place? Okay? This idea that you have to go to a building, that somehow God is going to show up at that building and he's nowhere else. God is everywhere. God is everything. And we need to put our attention on that aspect of what really matters in life. And who gave us life? Did these criminals give us life? I think not.
But we can give them life. It's a life sentence.
Very good. Exactly.
I guess I should be going in a minute here, Don. Maybe I could just mention my website once more.
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
At www.zeropoint.ca, and I have 4 books which are available through Amazon on different aspects of mystical science and psychology. Yeah, it's a crazy world, Don. I'm honored in a way to be alive at such a time and to see this unfold. You know, sometimes I look at all that's happening and I think of it as God's story, because it's like this amazing story, which is like so far beyond any story ever written by a human being or any movie or any play. Like, it's just so beyond what one could have imagined have been possible, that the human race was hypnotized and totally brainwashed and deceived by these groups, and this done all through history, and all this manipulation behind all the wars, and how all these peoples were being poisoned the whole times, and It's astonishing. All the underground things being done and the deviousness and every aspect of our society. It's an astonishing story.
Yes, and the secret allegiance is made with a few groups from off-planet. They will deny in one sentence and then turn around and tell us, oh, don't worry about the people. There's a planet coming. There's a comet coming.
Yeah.
There's a solar flare coming. How many billions of years have solar flares been coming to the Earth and have been somehow mitigated? Oh, but they're going to mess up the computers. Well, we don't necessarily have to have the computers to survive. We didn't have them before. We didn't have the iPods and the iPads and the iPhones and all the technology that people have become addicted to as diversions from reality. They're all these things are false realities. And certainly God didn't say, let there be media. And then he rested on the seventh day. I'm still looking for that word in the Bible, you know. Let there be media. Well, Christopher, I want to thank you for being on the show. And I want to let the listening audience know that you'll be back with us Thursday, the 21st of July. And we'll continue this discussion. I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about. Stay tuned to this show, too, because there's going to be a lot of interesting revelations coming out in the coming weeks.
Yeah, good. I will do that.
So,
thanks, Don. Thanks, BBS.
Yes, I want to thank you for being on the show. And, folks, you can tune into Christopher's show on BBS Radio Saturday, every other Saturday on Station 1. Zero Point is the name of the show. And he has some very interesting guests and handles topics just like these. That wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints and our guest, Christopher Holmes, PhD. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints over at bbsradio.com. We had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest on Wellness Wednesday will be Dr. Wayne Pickering. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.